Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Dalet. We are holding on daf Tzadi Gimel and Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page at Michti Kol Mili De Ezra. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So what the Gemara is going to talk about today, again, continuing this entire Perek of Agadita, first we're going to talk about why Nehemiah doesn't have a Sefer named after him, even though he wrote the bulk of the Sefer, Sefer Ezra, and the Gemara is going to discuss what he did wrong and how he matched up in comparison to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then the Gemara is going to darshan psukim about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik, but his father and his son were both very, very great Rishayim, and we're specifically going to focus on Chizkiyahu HaMelech as far as Sancheiriv is concerned, because the psukim that talk about the Melchama of Sancheiriv against Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda was in the days of Bayis Rishon. Sancheiriv attacked Eretz Yehuda and Yerushalayim to try to take it over, to try to defeat it. And when his encampment was about to attack, there was a great miracle that all the people, or hundreds of thousands of people, died, were hit by a plague and died. And the Gemara is going to darshan and therefore saved Chizkiyahu's Malchus. And the Gemara is going to darshan psukim related to that, and psukim more generally related to Sancheiriv. And that really goes through the entire rest of the daf. A lot of different angles on Sancheiriv. So let's begin. Again, we are 7 lines from the end of the page. Michti. So says Gemara Michti. Kol mili de Ezra, Nehemiah ben Chachalya amrinhu. Everything that it says in Ezra, or not everything, but the majority of Sefer Ezra, Rubo Kukulo, was said by Nehemiah ben Chachalya. V'Nehemiah ben Chachalya, my time will increase Sefer al Shmei. So why doesn't he have the Sefer called after him? Why isn't it named for him, the Sefer, but we call it Nehemiah, but that's based on what the Umos HaOlam called it. Its real name in Kitzvei HaKodesh is Ezra, and it's a Hemshech to the Sefer that's called that we call Ezra. So the Gemara's question is, why isn't the entire Sefer Ezra actually called Sefer Nehemiah? So Amar Rabbi Yemi Barabim, Mnei Shehechzik Tova Liatzmo, Shenemar Zochri Li Elokai Litova, that he took credit for himself, that he held that he deserved credit. So he was punished that the Sefer was not called after him. So says Gemara, well, David Nami Meimer Amar. David says something very similar. David said, Zachreni Hashem Beretzon Amcha Pakdeni Bishua Secha. So he wanted Hashem to remember him Litova in his own Zuchus as well. He felt that he was deserving as well. So says Gemara, no, David didn't feel he was deserving. David Rachmi Hudakabai. David was davening from a Kodesh Baruch that he should remember him Litova amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael because of Rachamei Shamayim, not because he felt he deserved it. Nehemiah was saying it because he felt that he deserved it. Rabbi Yonasan Eipschitz in Yaros Tavash explains the Gemara based on the how did the Gemara know which one felt he deserved it and which one didn't? From the diuk of the Lashon of the Psukim that Nehemiah said, Zichrili Elokai, Elokim is a Midas Hadin. So he's saying, with Midas Hadin, I should be remembered. Midas Hadin means I deserve it. Whereas David said, Zachreni Hashem, Hashem is Midas HaRachamim. So you see that David HaMelech was only felt that it was going to happen if it was going to be with Rachamei Shamayim, not with the Din of Shamayim. Rav Yosef gives another reason why it is that the book was not named after Nehemiah. Nehemiah wasn't punished for saying this pasuk, because David did in fact say something very similar. So he was not machzik tov liatzmo, but rather mebreish hasiper begnuson shel rishonim. It said he spoke ill of the earlier generations. Shneimar va'pachus harishonim asher lefanai hichbidu al ha'am, that the important people that preceded me, they came down too heavy on the people. V'yichamehem b'lechem yayin acher kesef shkolim arbaim. And says gamna reim shaltu alam vanilo asisi came mipnei yiras elokim, that they overtaxed the people. So hapachas harishonim, he included all those who ruled before him. Va'afal Daniel shegadol mimenu siper. And you have to think about who those people were. So included in that statement was Daniel, who was greater than him. So it made it sound like Daniel was too tough on the people as well. The Maral points out that according to both opinions, it was Mita Keneged Mita that the Sefer was not named after him. That according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he was Machzik Tov L'Asmo, that he was Machshiv himself too much. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back by taking away the Chashivus of having a Sefer and Tanakh named after himself. According to Rabbi Yosef, that he was Megana, the Rishonim, that he was trying to take Kavod away from the Rishonim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Kavod away from him and instead gave it to Ezra, but that he was trying to take covet away from someone else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took covet away from him. So Umi Nolan Degadol Menu, how do I taka know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? So it says more Dichsiv, because it says in Sefer Daniel, V'ri'isi ani Daniel levadiya samara, v'anoshim asher hoyu imi lo ro'u esamara, aval charad gadol enafla aleihem, v'yivruchu be'echavei. That I myself saw the Mara, I saw this vision, the people that were with me did not see the vision, but they were seized by some sort of terror, some sort of fear, and they ran away in hiding. So v'anoshim asher hoyu imi lo ro'u esamara, maninu, who are these people that did not see the Mara? So maninu anoshim. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah v'itayim Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Zeh Chagai Zechariah u'Malachi. He's referring to Chagai Zechariah u'Malachi. So you see that Daniel was on a higher level in some sense, we'll soon see, than Chagai Zechariah u'Malachi, that he was able to see this vision. They were not able to see this vision. So now I know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah, because if he was greater than Chagai Zechariah u'Malachi, who were Nevi'im, then Kol Shekein he was greater than Nehemiah, because Nehemiah was not a Navi. The Marsha points out that he learns this from the Mashmos of the Pasuk that it was Chagai Zechariah Malachi, because it says V'hanoshim asher hoyu imi. So it sounds like it was Anoshim that you would have expected to have seen a vision. So it must be that it was whichever Nevi'im were around, that was Chagai Zechariah u'Malachi. So inu adifi minei v'u adif minayhu. So Chagai Zechariah Malachi in a certain sense were greater than Daniel, and Daniel in a certain sense was greater than them. Inu adifi minei, they were greater than Daniel, the inu Nevi'im v'u lab Navi, because they were Nevi'im. They were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to share Nevuah, and Daniel was never sent to share any Nevuah. That's how Rashi understands that line, that Iu Lav Navi, not that he didn't have any prophetic visions, but he was never sent as a Bishlichus Hashem to share a Nevuah. And in fact, in Seder Olam Rabbah, Daniel is listed as one of the Nevi'im, which would fit with what Rashi says over here, and that's the Shita of the Barbanel as well, and that Daniel was in fact a Navi, he just didn't have a shlichus of any Nevuah. The Marsha points out that then it's difficult. Why doesn't the Gemara prove previously that from the Pashtus that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? Simply because Daniel was a Navi, Nehemiah wasn't a Navi. The Gemara said, oh, how do I know Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? Because in a certain sense he was greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Chagai Zechariah Malachi were Nevi'im, and they were greater than Nehemiah. Just say that Daniel was a Navi. So that's why the Marsha writes, Pashtus of the Gemara is that Daniel was not a Navi at all. The visions that he saw was Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is not Nevuah, and that's what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim as well, that Daniel's visions were not Nevuah, they were Ruach HaKodesh. It is a different Madrega. It is a lower Madrega than Nevuah. So says the Gemara, but in a certain sense, he was greater than Chagai Zechariah Malachi. They didn't have this vision. But if they didn't have this vision, why were they frightened? Because even though they didn't see anything, but their mazel saw it. Their sar and shamayim that represents them saw it and sensed it and realized that there was something there. So we see a lesson from here that Haiman de Mabis, that if a person suddenly feels fearful of something, that he just has this premonition of something bad, or he's just suddenly inexplicably afraid of something, even though he hasn't seen anything to frighten himself, mazli chazi, must be that his mazl has seen it. Maita kante, so how does he get rid of that fear? He should jump four amos away from where he is. Inami likri kriyashma, or he should say Kriya Shema, even though the Gemara says in Masech Shavu, say you're not allowed to be misrape b'divrei Torah. So you see that if you're not coming l'srape, you're just coming to be megan alatzmo, you're just trying to protect yourself from nezek, then it's going to be mutter. So over here, nothing happened to him. Either Marsha says, but you've already been frightened, so aren't you trying to have a refuah from that fright? No, you're trying to protect yourself, that you're frightened of something happening. So you're protecting yourself that something shouldn't happen, and that you're allowed to use Divrei Torah for. And if the person happens to be in a dirty place where he's not able to say Kriya Shema, le'mahachi, so then he should say the following, that the goat of the slaughterhouse is fatter than I am, go to the goat and leave me alone. So the Gemara now darshan's psukim relating to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and in the Nevuah of Yeshaya about the Maila of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and the downfall of Sancheiriv, it says, Lemarbe Hamisra Lesholom in Kate. Amr Abitan Klandarish Bar Kapar Bitsipar Mnema called Mem Shabem Tateva Pasuach Vizes Sasum. Why is it that typically when you have a letter Mem in middle of a word, it's an open Mem, the way you'd expect a Mem in the middle of a word, but this Mem, even though it's a middle of a word, in the word Lemarbe, it's Sasum. It's spelled Lemarbe, but with a Mem Sofit, with an endomem in the middle of the word. So Bikit Shakarish Baruch Lasos Chizkiyo Mashiach. V'sancheiriv gog u'magog, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chizkiyahu to be the Mashiach and Sancheiriv to be gog u'magog. Gog u'magog is a reference to the Malchus that's going to have a war in the days of a Mashiach that's going to bring about the Geula Shalema. So Sancheiriv, the war with Sancheiriv was going to be the Melchemes gog u'magog. So Amram Midas Din to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Din said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, U'mad David Melech Yisrael Shomer Kamashiris V'tishbachas Ufanech Lo Asisa Mashiach. So David HaMelech had all sorts of shiurs to Tishbachos, he said in front of you, and you didn't make him Mashiach. So Chizkiyahu, Shasisalo, Kol Anisim Alalu, Chizkiyahu, who you made so many miracles for, that he was saved from the armies of Sancheiriv, that you destroyed them before they attacked him, V'lo Amar Shiru Lefanecha, Taseo Mashiach, and he didn't say Shiru Lefanecha. So you're going to make him a Mashiach? Doesn't seem that he deserves it. So the Kach Nestatim, that's why the Mem in that word is a closed Mem, to show that the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had initially planned of Chizkiyahu becoming the Mashiach was closed off. Hashem decided in the end not to do it. Now the explanation of this great Hakpada for him not having said Shira, to the point that he lost the ability to become Mashiach, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed twice, and Klal Yisrael was sent into Galus. In the Pesach Einayim he says, based on the Zohar, that when Klal Yisrael said Shira Sayyam, all of their Averus were forgiven. So over here also, Chizkiyahu himself was right to be Mashiach, but because Klal Yisrael had Averos, those Averos were Ma'akev the Geula. Had he just said Shira, it would have achieved the Mechilas Avonos, and that Mechilas Avonos would have cleared the path to allow for Geula. So it's not a punishment necessarily for not saying Shira, it's that he didn't tap into what Shira could have accomplished. And what Shira could have accomplished is it would have moved away, it would have removed any ikuv to the coming of Mashiach. So Miyad Pascha Aretz Va'amr Lefanav Se'er Yisrael opened up and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Omeres Lefanecha Shira Tachas Tzadik Zev Aseu Mashiach. I'm going to say Shira, the Aretz said, I'm going to say Shira instead of Chizkiyahu, and just go ahead and make him the Mashiach, even though it was Chizkiyahu's responsibility to make him Mashiach, to sing the Shira. It wasn't the Aretz's responsibility to sing the Shira, but in light of what we just said, it makes some sense that the role of the Shira was not something that Chizkiyahu necessarily had to do. It was something that had to be done in order to achieve Mechila for Klal Yisrael. So someone had to sing the Shira. So Paschal Yom HaShira Lefanav. So the Aretz started to say Shira. Shenemar, Miknaf HaAretz Emiro Shamanu Tzvi LaTzadik. So the Gemara explains the Hemshech of the Pasuk. The Pasuk goes on, Va'omar Razi Li, Oili Bogdim Bagadu, Vagad Bogdim Bagadu. So it means to say, Amar Sara Olam, the Malach that sort of deputized to run the world, the Fanav said, Ribono Shel Olam Tzviyono Asei LaTzadik Zeh, his Ratzon for this Tzadik. Yasa Baskel VaAmros, Baskel came out and said, Razi Li, the secret of the matter is mine, meaning is purely belongs to Hashem. I know what it is that's preventing Mashiach. So I'm a Navi, the Navi Yishayo said, in the as the pasuk continues, Oili ad Masai, woe unto me, until when is Mashiach going to be held back? Yatza Baskel, the Amra Baskel came out and said, the Hemshech of the pasuk, Bogdim Bogadu, Veged Bogdim Bogadu, the Amrava, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak, Ada Asu Bezuzi, Vezozi de Bezozi, until people come to despoil all the mammon of Kal Yisrael, and the other Bozizim are going to come even afterwards, meaning there's a long road and a lot of terrible things that are going to happen before the Mashiach ultimately comes. So the Pasuk continues in Yishayo, Masaduma Elai Kore Miseir Shomer Ma Milayla Shomer Ma Milel. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Malach Hamuna Ala Ruchos, the Malach that's in charge of the Neshamos, Duma Shemo, his name is Duma, Niskabtu Kola Ruchos Eitzel Duma. So all the other Ruchos got together and gathered to in front of Duma. Amrlo, and they said, Shomer Ma Milayla Shomer Ma Milel. That what's Hashem, the Shomer, he's referred to Hashem as the Shomer. What's he saying about the Galus? Laila is a reference to the Galus. Shomer Ma Milel, when is the end of the Galus going to come? When is Ketzagula going to finally be here? So Duma said the pasuk that follows, Amar Shomer Asa Boker V'gam Laila Im Tivoyun Ba'ayu Shuvu Asayu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the morning is going to come, eventually Gula is going to come, that's Boker, but first V'gam Laila, there's going to be more Laila, a long Galus Im Tivoyun, and if you want to have Gula Ba'ayu, then you got to daven for it, you have to do Tshuva, and then Esayu, and then the Gula is going to come. So it doesn't happen without Tshuva, you have to daven and do Tshuva. So Tanu Mishum Rabbi Papias Genayu L'Chizkiyo V'Siyato Shalo Amru Shira. It's a Genay that Chizkiyo and Klal Yisrael in his time didn't say Shira when HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the armies of Sancheiriv Ad Shepaskal Aretz V'Amra Shira, and that the land had to come and be the one to say Shira. Shenemar Miknaf Aretz Zemiro Shamanu Tzvi LaTzadik Keyotze B'davrat Omer. Similarly, when Yisro came and he heard that Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu all the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem Miyar Mitzrayim Miyar Paro. So Tanu Mishum Rav Papias Genayu LeMoshe, it was a genay for Moshe V'Shishim Ribo and for all of Klal Yisrael that generation, Shelo Amru Baruch Hashem Yisro V'Amru Baruch Hashem. They didn't say Baruch Hashem about their being saved from Mitzrayim until Yisro came along, and he's the one that said Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem Miyar Mitzrayim Miyar Paro Asher Yitzil Eschem Mitzrayim. So that it looked bad for Klal Yisrael. Torah Chaim writes that even though Moshe and Klal Yisrael sang Shira on their Geula, they should have said they should have been Shgomel, and they weren't Potter until they used the Lashon Baruch. And therefore, only once they heard the bracha from Yisrael and they answered Amen, were they Yotze that Chiyuv. So he explains Lashon the Gemara Ad Sheba Yisrael. Sounds like they didn't do it until Yisrael came, and then once Yisrael came, they did it. But they said Amen and Shemei Kona and answering Amen. So therefore, it's as if they themselves had bench Gomel. So the Gemara brings another pasuk about Yisro, Vayichad Yisro, that Yisro was Yichad about all the goodness that happened to the Jewish people. So Rav Shmuel, what does that word mean? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Sherer Cherev Chada Al Basaro, that he underwent a bris mila because he was Megayer. So therefore Yichad means chad, means something sharp, that he took a sharp knife, and did bris milah. The Achronim point out, that Marsha points out, that Yisrael was from Midian. Midian was one of the Bnei Keturah, which means he was a descendant of Avram Avinu, and we said back in Daf Nun Tesan Beis that all the descendants of Avram Avinu, including the Bnei Keturah, are chayavim in milah. So why didn't he have a milah beforehand? Why did he have to first, I know he wasn't Jewish, why did he have to first give himself a milah now? So the Marsha suggests that he had to be Mekayim of the mitzvah of Priya. The Gemara in Yavama says that Avram Ravina was not yet Nitztaveh on Priya. There's the Mila and the Priya. We tend to do it in one shot, but really that's not the way it was initially intended. So he did the Priya, and that's what it's referring to. Shmuel Amar, Shenasa Chidudim Chidudim Kol Besaru, that his entire flesh was made, he was in so much tsar that it became like with folds and creased because he was so sad about the downfall of Mitzrayim. So Rav comments, oh, Haimu Damri Inshi, you see from here that Giyara Adasar Adari Lo Tevaza Amari Kamei, that a ger, even up until 10 generations, you shouldn't be Mevaza, the people that he comes from, in front of him, because somehow it still hurts. Even though now he identifies as part of the Jewish people, he still also somewhat identifies with where he came from. Now, Yisra was not 10 generations later. He was the initial ger, but he says that you see that there's something that remains of that feeling. So now the Gemara discusses the actual Muhammad that Sancheiriv was going to fight against Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda in the days of Bayis Rishon, where Sancheiriv attacked Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk says in Nevuah of Yishayahu about Sancheiriv Melech Ashur, Lechein Yishalach Ha'adon Hashem Tzavakos B'mishman of Razon. So my B'mishman of Razon. So Gemara darshins the phrase, the word B'mishman of, as a lashon of eight. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Shmona, Yavu Chizkiyahu Sheyeshlo Shmona Shemos V'yipar Misancheiriv Sheyeshlo Shmona Shemos. The Chizkiyahu, who has eight names, should get payback from Sancheiriv, who also has eight names. Chizkiyahu, how do I know Chizkiyahu has eight names? Because the pasuk says, "VeChizkiyahu ki yelid yulad lanu ben nitan lanu v'atiya misra al shichmo v'yikra shmo." Pele Yoetz El Gibor Avi Ad Sar Shalom. So it's Pele Yoetz El Gibor Avi Ad Sar and Shalom. Those are the names. The Medrash goes through what each name refers to. That Pele B'Zakharish Baruch Hu did a Pele B'Yamav Yoetz, that he gave advice to Klal Yisrael, and he brought them. I mean, he gave good advice to Klal Yisrael by telling them to be Oved Hashem and by bringing about a Tshuva movement. And Kel Gibor, because he was Osek in the Gevur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Gevurah of Torah, and Avi because he was an Av for the Jewish people, and Ad because he was distanced from the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which was Adei Ad because he didn't sing Shira, and Sar because he was a Sar for Klal Yisrael, and Shalom because he was Oker Avodah Zarah, all the Avodah Zarah in the world, and he made Shalom between Klal Yisrael and Aviyam Shabashamayim. So all of his names describe something that he stood for, something that he had accomplished. So, frankly, the Gemara Ve'ika Chizkia, you missed one of his names. One of them is Chizkia. How come they didn't say that one? So the Gemara says, nah, that wasn't really his name. Shechizko Ka, that means that Keneged Sancheiriv, who was stronger than him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him strength. Davar Acher, Chizkia Shechizek Es Yisrael, Avim Shebashamayim. He's called Chizkia because he strengthened Klal Yisrael in their relationship with Avim Shebashamayim by having them be Osek in Torah. Sancheiriv, how do I know Sancheiriv had eight names? The Chsiv Bey, it says about Sancheiriv that Tiglas Pelasar and Palnasar and Shlamnasar and Pool, these are all in different places, and Sargon and Esnapar Rab of Yakira. So all of these are the names of Sancheiriv. They have Tiglas Pelasar, Palnasar, Shlamnasar, Pool, Sargon, Esnapar Rab and Yakira. Vayika Sancheiriv, but you forgot the name Sancheiriv. No, his name wasn't really Sancheiriv. He was just called that because Shesichah that he sent Rav Shike to speak to Klal Yisrael in the Jewish language, that they will fight with Chizkiyahu and they will rebel against him. Davar Acher, Shesach V'Nichar Dvarim Klapei Maila, that he tried to create a blasphemous argument against HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mecharif and Megadif. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Neima Zacha Oso Rasha L'Krosa Esnapa Rabba V'Yakira. How is it that that Rasha Sancheiriv was zochet to be called the Esnapar, the great and honored one? Mipnei shelo siper b'gnus shel Eretz Yisrael, because he did not speak about the gnus of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, the pasuk says that he's told Klal Yisrael that they should listen to him and not to Chizkiyahu, and in the meantime they'll remain in their land. Ad boi v'lakachti eschem el eretz ke'artzichem, that I'll take you and I'll displace you, but I'll bring you to another land that's also just as good as the land that you have right now. So the Gemara brings machlokas, meaning he could have said, ah, the land you're in now, Eretz Yisrael, is terrible, I'll bring you to a better land. He didn't say I'll bring you to a better land. He said, you're going to have the best possible life. You're going to have a land as good as the land you have right now. So he didn't want to speak ill of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he was zocha to have such a name. So the psukim say that Sancheiriv sent Rav Shekei to his evet Yerushalayim, and he told Klal Yisrael, the psukim say Melachim Beis Al Tishmel Chizkiyo, don't listen to Chizkiyo, Ki Komar Melech Ashur, because Sancheiriv Melech Ashur said that Sui Tibrachu Tzu Elai Vichlu Ishkafnu Vishtei Nasu, it's going to be great with me, and then I'll bring you to a different land, and there's going to be Dagan Vitirosh Eretz Lechem Ukramim Eretz Zayis Yitzar Dvash, and V'Chayu V'Lo Samusa, and you'll all live. Will be great. So Rabbi Shmuel Chad Amar, one of them explains that from this pasuk you see that Melech Pikeachaya, that Sancheiriv was very clever, he was very wise. V'Chad Amar Melech Tipeshaya, that he was a fool. Lamandia Melech Pikeachaya, the one that says that he was very wise. Yaminu Adifam Eareichu, he realized that if I tell them I'm going to bring them to a place that's better than the land that they have right now, Amru Kamashakris, they'll right away call me out on the lie because they'll know that there is no better land than Eretz Yisrael. Umandia Melech Tipeshaya, and the opinion that says that he was a Melech Tipesh, Imkein my Rabuse, because what's he trying to sell them? Oh, your life is going to be great. You're going to have exactly what you have now. Well, why is that something that should be appealing to them if you're going to say that you're going to have exactly what they have now? But he at least, again, the Gemara's point was that he at least didn't speak ill of Eretz Yisrael. My son's Shabbos Shavuot Brachos, Malcolm Holmline told me, my daughter-in-law's grandfather said that he was once speaking to a group of like 1,000 pastors or something, priests and pastors, and he said, how many of you people know the names of the 10 spies that spoke ill of the land of Israel? And they said, pretty much nobody knew the names of the 10 spies. He said, and how many of you know the names of the 2 spies that spoke well of the land of Israel? And they said, oh, Caleb and Joshua. And he said, you see that? Those who stand against Israel are on the dustbin of history and no one knows them. And those who stand with Israel, and he said, they got up and they started cheering. He said, you say it to a bunch of, to the Jewish crowd, they'll be like, oh, good vart, you know. But he said, they were cheering and they were screaming. Okay, so you got to speak well of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses where the galus of the Aseres HaShvatim went, meaning Sancheiriv just didn't, he wasn't able to take over Chizkiyahu, but he did attack the 10 tribes, and that he won, and he sent them into galus. So the Hecha Igliluhu, where did those 10 tribes go into galus? What are those places? So Marzut Amar La Afriki, Rabbi Chanina Amar Lahari Slug, Aval Yisrael, Sipru Begnusa Shal Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael spoke ill of Eretz Yisrael, Kimatu, Sos Amri, when they got to a place named Sos, they said, Shavya Kiari, this place is as good as our land. Kimatu Almin, when they got to a place called Almin, Amru Ke'olmin, they said it's like Yerushalayim, which is the base of Lamin. Kimatu Sostre, when they got to a place called Sostre Army, Al Chadrin, it's twice as good as our land. And there it was, that they said something was even better than Eretz Yisrael. So, the Tachas Kvodo Yikad Yikod, Ki Yikod Eish. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk means Tachas Kvodo, the lo kvodo mamish. It doesn't mean meaning it was talking about the armies of Sancheiriv were burnt underneath their kavod. It means not their physical bodies, but kvodo over here is their begadim. Ki yad Rabbi Yochanan kari le money machbudosi, that their bodies were burnt while their kavod, meaning their clothing, remained intact, because a kavod is a reference to clothing. Rabbi Lazar Amar tachas kvodo mamish. No, it means tachas kavodo means the nefesh that's inside the guf, kisrefas bnei Aaron, and it happened like the burning of the bnei Aaron. Mala hala and srefas neshama, the guf kaim, just like over there was a srefas neshama, but the guf stayed intact. Afkan srefas neshama, the guf kaim. Same over here, it was a srefas neshama, but the guf stayed intact. So Tanu Mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Paro shechirif ba'atzmo, Paro, who is mecharif Hashem on his own, that was a bizayon that was less than being mecharif al yidei shliach, nifra kodesh baruch mimenu ba'atzmo. So Hashem paid him back directly, which is less of a bizayon than being punished through a shliach. Sancheiriv shechirif al yidei shliach, but Sancheiriv, who was somivaz al kodesh baruch hu, that is mecharif al yidei shliach, so nifra kodesh baruch mimenu al yidei shliach, Hashem paid him back al yidei shliach. Paro dechsiv bei Paro, it says mi Hashem asher ashma b'kolo, nifra kodesh baruch hu mimenu batzmo, dechsiv v'yinar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayam, uksiv derachta v'yam susecha. Sancheiriv dechsiv Sancheiriv about whom it says, "Biad Malachecha Chirafta Hashem," that it was through Malachecha, through your messenger, that you're Mecharef Hashem. Nifra Kodesh Baruch Hu Menu Al Yidei Shliach Tichsiv Vayetze Malach Hashem Vayach Bamachne Ashur Meo Shmona Mechamisha Elef. That 185,000 of his soldiers were killed by a Malach Hashem. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa asked a stira between two psukim. Ksiv, it says about Sancheiriv's Chiruf against the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Marom Kitzo. The pasuk says, "Vatomer Barov Ruchbi Ani Alisi Marom Harim Yark Se Levanon Vavo Marom Kitzo." Uksiv, and the pasuk in Sefer Melachim Beis says, "Malon Kitzo." So Amar Oso Rasha Betchila Achriv Dira Shalmata. First, I'm going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash that's called Marom because it says Kisei Kavon Marom Mirishon Makom Mikdashenu in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So you see that the Beis Hamikdash is called Marom. Va'achar Kach Achriv Dira Shalmaila. And then I'm going to go after the Malon, which is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is. So Marom is the Dira Shalamata, Malon is the Dira Shalamaila. That's how Rashi understands. The Marsha flips it. He says, Lule Divrei Rashi, I would have thought the opposite. And Marom Kitzo is the Dira Shalamaila. Marom means on high. Kitzo is the Lashon of Kates and so. Marom Kitzo is the end of Shemayim, the end of the seventh Rakia that he's going to attack. And Malon Kitzo is the Dira Shalamata, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he's going to attack the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, one way or the other, but he's referring to both of those places. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mai Dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says that Rav Shekei said to the Avadim of Chizkiyo when he took siege of Yerushalayim, Atam Biladei Hashem Elisi Alamakom Hazela Hashchisa Hashem Amari Le'alei Ela Eretz Hazos Vashchisa. So Mahi, what does he mean? Where did Hashem tell him to destroy Eretz Yisrael? To Shamal the Navi Dekamer, because he heard that Yeshayahu HaNavi said, Yan Kima Samazes Me'ashiloach Olchem La'atam Asos Esritzin Uven Rimal Yo V'lechein Hinei Hashem Alaleim Esmei Anaretz Umarav Esmei L'chashav Eskol Kvodo. The pasuk continues, so Amar Rav Yosef V'lmoli Targum Da'ikra, without the Targum of this pasuk, Lo'yev Yadana My Kamer, we would never understand what it really means to say Chalaf De'Ketzama Hadein B'Malchusa De'Beis David. Since this nation was Moes in the Malchus based David, the Midbar Lahon Benayach Kamish Lucha Denagdin Benayach, that the Malchi based David led them with a sense of Nachas, like the Me'ah Shiloach that flows with a sense of Nachas, Visra'iu Biritzinu Varimalia, and Klal Yisrael wanted to destroy the Malchus based David and to rule over and to have Ritzin Melech Aram and Pakach Ben Ramalia Melech to rule over them. They were Miskarab and Malchus Yehuda. So before the Gemara quotes the end of the Nevuah that caused Sancheiriv to think that Hashem was telling him to attack Klal Yisrael, the Gemara explains the beginning of the Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rosh Neveit Tzadikim Yivarech, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rosh Zeh Pakach Ben Ramalia, Shaya Ochal Arbaim Sal Gozolos Bikini Wachsuuda, that he would eat, that he would eat 40 si'in of birds as a dessert, that he was never, it was a curse, he was never satiated with whatever he ate. Unaveit tzadikim yivarech, zech hizkiyo melech yuda, sheyoch litra yarek basu'uda. He would eat something light like vegetables, and even that was only in the measure that was needed, and he was satisfied from it. So since Klal Yisrael saw that Chizkiyo didn't value his su'udos like the other, and didn't have these massive su'udos like other kings, they said he must not be ra'ui to be a melech, and they wanted Pakach ben Ramalia to be a melech instead. So the Gemara continues now, where was the nevuah that caused Sancheiriv to think that Hashem wanted him to attack? Pasuk says, V'lechein, hinei Hashem malaleim es mei anor atzumim barabim es melech Ashur, so ksiv, v'chalaf b'yehuda shatav ha'avar atzavar yagia, that Hashem said that he should go and destroy Eretz Yisrael, and that's the makor of what Rav Shekei was telling them. Elamai taimi yanish, well, if that in fact was what the nevuah was, that he should go and attack Eretz Yisrael, why was Sancheiriv punished for that? He had Rishus Min HaShemayim to do so. So Navi, Aseres HaShvatim is Navi. The Navi was saying that he had Rishus to attack the Aseres HaShvatim. Iu Yavdaite Al Kula Yerushalayim, but he went and he attacked all of Yerushalayim. But Navi Amar Le Kilo Mu'af La Sher Mutzak La Amar Abelazer Bar Brechya Ein Nimsar Am Ayef B'tora b'yad mi hametziklo, that the nation of Chizkiyahu, which is a nation that's exhausted from learning Torah, they're amal v'yaga in learning Torah, they're not going to be given over to Sancheriv, who comes to attack them. My case, Arishon Ekel Arzu, Zvulun V'Arzu, Naftali V'Achron, Hichbid Derech Hayam, Eivar Yardin Galil Agoyim. So what does it mean? Lo Karishonim, the generation of Chizkiyahu, was not like the earlier, the others, the Aseres HaShvatim, who went into Golus first. There were that, like, and we mentioned some of them, Naftali and Zvulun, Sheiklum Me'aleim Ol Torah, that lightened off themselves the burden of Torah. Aval Achronim, the people under Chizkiyahu's charge, Sheikh Bidu Aleim Ol Torah, that took upon themselves the burden of Torah. Ruyin Allah Lassus Lehem Nes Ka Over Ayam. They deserve a nes like Kriyas Yamsuf, Ukedorche Yardain, and like the Jewish people that went through the Yardain in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, which also split. And that's why the pasuk says Gilel Hagoyim Imchozer, that they deserve a nes. So Imchozer Bov Sancheriv changes his mind and doesn't fight Yerushalayim Mutav, then he won't get punished. But Vimlav Anias Alo Galil Bagoyim, I'm going to make a bizayin out of him among all the nations if he's not Chozer Bov. So now the Gemara explains the pesukim about this, where the pesukim describe Achrei Advarim VeEmes Ha'ila Basan Chir Melech Asher VeYava BeYuda VeYichan Al Arim Abtzuros VeYomer LeVikom Elav. So it sounds like Achrei Advarim VeEmes Ha'ila means after Chizkiyahu and his nation were Osek in Torah and Mitzvos. So like we saw, so High Reshna LaHai Pardashna. Does it make a sense to give this matana to an Adam Chashuv like this? Meaning, because Chizkiyahu and his people were Osek in Torah, they were deserving an onesh that came about for Sancheriv. So Achre Advarim VaEmes, my Acher Amravina LaAcher Shakovetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu VeNishba, means the lashon of Emes means the chasama of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu took a shavua, he sealed this. VaAmar Iamina LeChizkiyo. If I were to tell Chizkiyo initially, Maisina LeSancheriv Masarna LeBiyadcha, I will bring Sancheriv and his armies and I'll give them over in your hands. You'll defeat them. Hashasa Amar. Now he would say, Lohu Biina V'lo Biyasusa Biina. No, thank you. I don't need to defeat him. I don't need a war. I'm not interested in having to fight, to have that fright of having to face him in the first place. Miyad Kavetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Nishma D'May Sinalei. So Hashem took a shavua that he's going to bring Sancheriv. Shneimer Nishma Hashem Tzokos Leimor On Lo Kasher Dimisi Kein Hoisav Kasher Yatzdi Hitokum Lishbar Asher Baratzi Val Hori Avosenu V'Sarme Aleim Ulo V'Subalo Mial Shich Mo Yasur. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explains, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yavos Sancheriv V'Siatu V'Yasa Evos L'Chizkiyahu L'Siatu, that Sancheriv and his people were going to be the feeding trough of Chizkiyahu and his people, that after all of the armies of Sancheriv died, Klal Yisrael were able to feed their behemos from the bones of Sancheriv, and they became like a feeding trough. They became a source of food for Chizkiyahu and his people. So it says in the end of the pasuk, V'sar me'aleim ulo v'subalo me'al shichmo yasur. So v'haya b'yom ahu yasur subalo me'al shichmecha v'ulo me'al tzavarecha v'chubal ol mipnei shemen. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says this means chubal ol shel sancheriv mnei shamnu shel Chizkiyahu she'idolik batei knesios o batei midrashos. Because there was oil lit in the batei knesios and batei midrashos because people were learning Torah late into the night in the days of Chizkiyahu, that's what spelled ultimately the downfall of sancheriv. Ma'as, so what did Chizkiyahu do for people to learn Torah that they'll have the shemen lit in the batei medrash? Not Scharavel Pesach Beis Medrash. He stuck a sword down by the entrance of the Beis Medrash. Vamar, call me Shein Osek B'Torah Yudaka B'Cherav Zu. Anyone who doesn't want to learn Torah should be stabbed by the sword. But Kumi Don Viad Be'er Sheva, and you could check. They checked from the Don in the north of Eretz Yisrael to Be'er Sheva, which is all the way in the south. V'lo Matzu Ama Aretz Migvas V'Adan Tipras, and they didn't find an Ama Aretz from the one end of the land to the other end of the land. V'lo Matzu Tinof Kitinogis Shvish Shloi Bekin Bil Chustum of Tara. You couldn't find a man or woman, even a child that didn't know all the dinim of Tum and Tara, they were bekiim. Valosa daru omer vaya bayom ahu yichaya ish eglas bakar ushtei tzon. That because they were Osek in Torah, they didn't raise a lot of sheep. Each one had behemos based on just as much as they needed and not more. They were really mistapik b'muat, and they had exactly what their needs were, but nothing more. Va omer vaya bayom ahu yeh kol makom asher yeh sham elef gefen ba elef kesef l'shamir l'shayis. Yeah, Afal P, Shalov Gefen Bel of Kesef, even though Elof Gefen was Aleph Kesef, a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of Gefanim, and there was the Shamir L'Shayis here. They weren't being Ovid their Gefanim, and it became thorny because they all wanted to be Osek in Torah. I mean, there was a lot of work available to do with Gefanim. They just weren't interested in doing it. They were interested in learning Torah. Vusav Shlalchem Osef HaChasil. So Amar Lehem Navi L'Yisrael Isvu Shlalchem. Gather the spoils of the armies of Sancheiriv. So Amalo, Klal Yisrael said, how should we do that? Livzoz olachalok. Should we do it to everyone just grab for himself, or should we do it lachlok, that we should divide the spoils of war evenly between all of us? So Amalem kosef achasil, like the locust does. Ma'os of achasil kolach vechel atzmo avshalachem kolach vechel atzmo. So Amalo v'alo mamon aseres hashvatim mo'or of bo. But there's money from the 10 tribes that are mixed in there that we're not entitled to. That's going to be stealing. Amalahem Kimasha gave him shokik bo, like the pipes of water that flow from the ground. You should drink from. Meaning this money, it's as if it flowed on its own, and they were matbilit, and it was already tahar, and therefore you're allowed to use it. Okay, we're out of time. We're right in the middle of something, but Bez Hashem will pick up tomorrow from around there. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.